Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Last week we finished our study of Song of Solomon chapter 5. Let's listen today as Dr. Bloom starts a new study with 2 Timothy chapter 1.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, we want to start a new book of the Bible today, the book of 2 Timothy. Now, it's been some time ago that we did 1 Timothy. Instead of going on to 2 Timothy, we went to 1 Samuel from there, and then we've had a Between the Books series, and now we're going back to 2 Timothy. And so I hope that you'll have pencil and paper throughout this and follow along. I hope that as well that you'll listen on our website and that you will be able to go back and hear some sermons from 1 Timothy that might correspond, or any message that you might miss, you can go there as well. So I hope that you will do that as we start this book of 2 Timothy. And again, it's day by day, verse by verse. And the very special thing about this book is that really this is looking at the local church. And so, friends, be a part of this. Encourage others. Encourage your pastor to begin to listen to this series, because I believe it'll be an encouragement to him. Also, many times there are pastors that have a great heart, but are not really sure of their ministry through the local church, and this may help to equip them for that between 1 and 2 Timothy. So again, we ask that you would talk to a pastor, your pastor, and encourage him to listen each and every day that is possible, or to listen to us on the website, and he can pick it up from there as well. We also want to thank our listeners who write us and email us. That means so much, but I want to share with you a new email address that we have. Now, our old one's still there. You can still email us through our website that our announcer gives you at the conclusion of each day's broadcast. But this one is a little more quick, you might say, more direct, and that is info@wtygfm.org. If you want to know how to remember WTYG, just think of We Thank You, God, and I think that's one of the best ways. info@wtygfm.org, and you can email us your Bible questions or any comments that you may want to make on a lesson or a message that you heard that day. Then we also ask our listeners to be our prayer warriors. Again, we believe that the local church is first. We are not in place of the local church, and we never want to take the place of your local church. Some of you are listening to me in my own state of Florida. Some are listening to me in other parts of the United States. Some are listening to me in other countries. And so I can't be in your place, and I cannot be your local church pastor. And so I just ask that you back us up with your prayers. And it would just be good if you have access to email. I'll try to save you money. And if you have access to email, just contact us and let us know that you are listening. Or you may write us a letter. We love to hear from our listeners as well. Somebody says, well, what about financial help? Well, let me just say this. Again, we believe that your tithe belongs to your local church. We do not ever want to take from the local church, because that would go against the Word of God. An offering is anything above a tithe. That's above a tenth of your income. And if you have a desire to help this ministry, make sure that you've prayed about it and you know that's what God wants you to do, and that it's not your tithe, it's only an offering. And then thirdly, some of you are listening to us on radio stations that are faith-supported. There's no advertisement on it, and they have to depend upon the offerings of their listeners. And so understand, if you're listening to me on one of those radio stations, one of the only ways you may be able to listen is that radio station is there. So you make sure that you're a help to that radio station as well, and encourage others to listen. We'd like for you to encourage people to listen to our broadcast, but to listen to other broadcasts as well. And if you'll do that, we'd appreciate that just so very much. Well, we want to go on now as we start our new study in the book of 2 Timothy. As we do every time we start a new book of the Bible, we usually have a word of prayer, and then we get started into the study. And so we will do that this time as well. Now, dear Lord, I just pray that Thy Holy Spirit throughout this entire study of 2 Timothy will just touch my mouth and put the words there. Lord, I want people to know that this is not me. I'm the messenger, but they're Your words. And I pray that they'll search the Scriptures to know they're Your words, and it will have eternal effect on each of their lives. I pray that it will help to strengthen Christians, to strengthen local churches. And I pray, Lord, this would all be to Your glory, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right, as we look here at our text, we're going to read the first four verses of 2 Timothy, and then we'll get started with an introduction, and then our verse-by-verse study. The first four verses here, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. Now, in verse 3, we see the words, I thank you. When I had finished 1 Timothy, we were able to show you that 1 Timothy served as a church manual that was addressed to the pastor dealing with doctrine, church officers and governance, behavior, and service within the local church. We saw that the pastor before God is held responsible for the local church as the pastors of the seven churches of Revelation. But now as we go to 2 Timothy, there's kind of a change of pace. This book will look at the pastor and his leading of the local church, not only in the assembly of the local church, but rather outside the church, as the church marches outside to walk together for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, this is still the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, so it's still addressed to a pastor, but now leading the church to its ministry on the outside. Now, in this book, we'll see the terminology of being not ashamed. And not ashamed will appear four times. Out in the great arena of the world, of which we are in, but not of, man has turned his back on God, the Word of God, and biblical righteousness. We live in a country in the United States that was founded on what they refer to often as a Judeo-Christian ethic, mainly meaning that much of the laws that govern this land, its ethics, its morals, and so much more were founded on the Word of God. And we see, of course, our country has drifted very far from that. Well, Timothy is being encouraged and exhorted to stand up and be counted. He is to lead the local church in the same direction. And I like that because we will see where Paul will be saying at one time at the end of this book how in chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, his first answer, no one stood with him. But he still answered, and he says, the Lord stood with me. And so Timothy needs to be encouraged. If no one else stands, you stand. Boy, that's something that each of us need to learn, is that no matter if others stand or not, we stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are to lead the local church as pastors in the direction of standing up for Jesus. Now, he must never be ashamed of being a Bible-loving, Bible-believing, and Bible-preaching Christian pastor. He must not allow the remarks of the scorning, unbelieving world to silence his testimony, nor silence him concerning the cause of Christ. I think of Ezekiel and Jeremiah. Even before they started their public ministries, God told them the people were going to be hard-headed against them, and he would give them, that is Jeremiah and Ezekiel, he'd give them foreheads like flint to stand against those guys. But he tells them, don't back off. The Lord warns them, you back off, and they would be in trouble. And so God is telling Ezekiel and Jeremiah to stand strong, but he'll stand behind them. And you know that truth still goes today. You stand for Christ, you stand the way you ought to, there's going to be opposition, there's going to be hate, there's going to be threat, there's going to be anger, there are going to be people trying to remove you, get you out, and you just got to say, if it's right, I'm going to stand with the Lord. And I think of Samuel, when the people asked for a king, God said, go ahead and give them one. They're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. And when we know what the Bible says, we stand on what's right there, and whether it's a local church, whether it's a group of Christians who reject us, if we're standing on the way of the Word of God, then you continue to stand, because they're not just rejecting you, they're rejecting our Lord and His Word. And that is dangerous. And a lot of times the judgment on those people, the chastening and the scourging that the Lord brings into their lives, does not happen right away. God wants them to repent, but it will happen. And if they do repent, one of the things they'll have to do is come back to you and get right with you, because God will not take them back without them making things right with those that they, with whom they can make things right. Now, let none of us who name the name of Christ ever be ashamed of the one who did so much for us. You see, sin made cowards of us. When we lived in our unsaved state, we felt ashamed in the presence of people who had a real testimony for the Lord, and they talked of Him openly. It embarrassed us to be in the public presence of people who spoke of the Lord openly, especially as they spoke of the gospel and repentance.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.